Yo, yo, what's up? This is Aaron. This is me and my mates podcast special edition for Battlezone Armageddon. We are out here at Corbin's Estate in West Auckland, and I'm just going to be interviewing and meeting a few people that are here to talk about what's going down tonight, the battles, and their predictions of what's going to come. So stay tuned. Here we go. Who are we with and who do you rep?
Khan Kalima, Prestige all day, baby.
Yo. And what do you like about events like this and what it brings to the New Zealand hip-hop dance community?
It brings all dancers from like studios back into the streets where it's just raw. People just have their freestyle, like their dormant talent come out during the night. So raw.
Yo. Who are you most excited to watch tonight?
I'm excited to see the new school battles, especially the Prestige versus the Brothers. But William versus Dayan, I'm keen to see that.
And the Brothers versus Prestige, who's got your win?
Obviously the Prestige, I'm ripping that right now. Yeah. So we're about to take it out.
Yo, that's what we do. Thank you.
Thank you. Much love.
Okay, who am I with and who do you represent?
My name is Kevin Tokua, and I represent South Auckland.
Okay. So what do you think about Battlezone Armageddon and what it does, like events like this do for the New Zealand dance community?
I think it's dope because all the different dancers from all different corners get to come together and witness some fire.
Yes. I like that. And who are you most excited to see tonight?
I'm really excited to see Chris versus Dujon.
Yes. Butters versus Prestige. Who's got your win?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's too close to call. Both of them are dope. Both of them are dominant in what they do. So it's going to be a good one.
All right, man. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Okay. Who am I with and who do you represent?
Okay. You're with Bix and Nains, and we're from Saints Up.
Cool. What do you think about the competitions or battles like Battlezone Armageddon and what it does for the New Zealand dance community?
Man, I think this is an awesome event for our dance community, a way for our dancers just to come in, no rules, you know, just coming into Throwdown and just showing off, you know, what they're capable of, all their skills and their talents, and just about to throw it out here. So I'm really excited to see it.
Awesome. Who are you most excited to see tonight?
Well, I'm not being biased, but we're here to see our girls, Faith and Stasia, also Mo and Emma. Nice. So yeah, about to watch our ladies kill off.
Let's go. And Prestige vs Brothers, what's your prediction for the win?
Prestige or Brothers?
He's speechless.
Oh yeah, I'm speechless, bro. Prestige.
Thanks, Beck.
Thank you, much love.
We are here with one of the battlers tonight. Who am I with and who do you represent?
My name is Nathan Carr and I represent the Brothers.
Hey, let's go. Okay, what do you think about things like Battlezone Armageddon and what it does for the New Zealand dance community?
Bro, this event is amazing. And even though just within the Brothers, it's just another platform for us to be able to express ourselves and just kind of bring our community together, because I feel like every year New Zealand comes around with, you know, we wait for SDNZ and then we go to HHI and then nothing happens. And so this type of event creates something for us to carry on with, but also brings together the people who would usually stick within the choreography scene and the battle scenes and pushes them together, which is something that we haven't really seen too much before.
Yeah, so true. I know you're probably going to be focusing on your battle, but if you do get a chance to go watch someone tonight, who are you looking forward to?
Bro, I'm definitely just going to be watching everyone. I'm really looking forward to seeing the four-way battle.
Yo.
And definitely Mags and Aurere, because I'm a Mags kid myself, so I'm keen to see how that goes down.
Nice. And I'm pretty sure I already know who you're going to vote for, but your battle against Prestige, who's going to win?
I would be silly saying anything but the Brothers, man. I would be.
All right. Thanks, Nate.
I appreciate it, man.
Who am I with and who do you represent?
I am Shalom Leilua and I represent the dance community.
Yes. And?
Kat Walker and I represent Ideka and Hopscotch.
Awesome.
Oh, you mean that?
Hey, whoever you represent, that's who you represent.
Oh, okay.
Royal Family and Prestige.
Okay, let's go.
And the dance community.
What do you guys think about events like Battlezone and what it does for the New Zealand dance community?
I think it's a good environment. It's a good place for people to come and just explore new movement, be able to create new works, develop their vocabulary and movement, also be inspired by our little wee town, and just to like set a different standard of what a competition is, like in regards to, like, no offense to HAI or anything. Yeah, no offense at all. But it's just like, I feel like that comp is more focused towards companies and crews, whereas this is just like every man for himself.
Yeah.
It's like wartime.
Yeah,
I reckon that this is a good step towards the battle community.
Yeah.
So, like, next step is to just go freestyle with all music and everything like that. But it's a good place for dancers to test themselves. And, yeah, it's real mean. Like, I've been a part of the battle scene for a long, long time now.
Yes.
So it's, like, awesome to see all the hype around it and people coming together and supporting each other. And, yeah, it's been awesome. Yeah.
And your thoughts on the evening?
It was amazing. It was really, really cool. Inspiring on so many levels. Yeah, it was just cool to be a part of the performance as an audience member. Like, it was really cool.
Sick.
Like, usually you just clap.
Yeah.
But this, it was like, my heart was there for every single battler.
Yeah. Sure. And Kat, as a judge, you probably had the hardest job of the night. How did you cope?
I wish I was an audience member. It was really hard, but I just tried to, like, cut out the crowd and just focus on what was in front of me and the dancers and what they were giving and just pay attention only to them. So, yeah, it was hard. But
yeah, cool. Thank you guys for being
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yo, who am I with and who do you represent?
My name is John, aka Happy Feet. I rep an all-style collective project team. We're just a bunch of people that do different styles, and we just all jam. We're located all around New Zealand and a few members around the world.
Sick. What do you think about events like Battle Zone, and how does it benefit the New Zealand dance community?
Yo, so events like Battle Zone is that...
Hey, was that Happy Meal?
Shut up. It's just that it just brings a lot of styles together, and it's something that I love seeing, and that's people that train in different styles coming together and like acknowledging other styles.
Yeah.
So, like, instead of you could be a Kari dancer all your life, right? But the moment you see a guy who's done crumping or popping all his life, and you see his style and how he does it in comparison to people who, like, watch YouTube videos and stuff, then you see the difference, and it's just dope to see. And, like, a lot of people get real inspired.
Yeah.
And just everyone just gets to share, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you think about, obviously, you're a battle dancer, well, you know, that's what you are strongly based in. What do you think about, like, I guess, crew dancers or choreographer dancers coming into this battle scene and, I guess, expanding it and, I guess, making it a bit more... Because I feel like the battle scene in New Zealand's a bit...
underground.
Yeah. And it's very a small circle, and you guys obviously push each other to be better.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Kari dancers and crew dancers kind of coming into this and experimenting and trying it for themselves?
Yep. Well, my personal opinion on that is that it's dope. It's real dope.
And that'll be honest.
Oh, yeah, okay. In all honesty, if I were to sum it up, it would be be in one line, which is, it's about time. You know?
Right.
It's about time.
Yes, I feel you.
Because, so, for, like, us people that usually battle, that battle is our main thing we do. We've always been battling.
Yeah.
And then, like, for Kari dancers to, like, kind of, like, start to come into it now.
Yeah.
It's just, like finally.
Hurry up.
Yeah, it's like...
Where have you been?
Yeah, like, where have you... Like, we've been battling. But the negative side... Or not negative, like, the kind of push for... The push for Kari dancers is that because they've come in so... To be honest, so late.
Yeah.
And they want to jump into this battle scene.
Yeah.
They have to level up real fast because there's people that's been in it for so long.
Ages, yeah.
So, like... But battling is fun.
Yeah.
I love battling.
Yeah,
I love when someone does something random to a beat that, and it's just like, oh.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah, to sum it up, to answer the question, it's just, yo, it's about time.
Cool.
Finally.
And how was your experience of Battle Zone tonight? You have come away with the Battle Zone title in the Fatal 4-Way. Tell me about that experience.
First of all, I just want to give mad shout out and mad props to Connor,
yeah,
that came from Welly.
Yo.
Josh Azan, one of the founders of ID.
Yeah.
And Canberra, who was the current champion.
Yo.
So I want to give props to them. My experience, oh my god. Like, first of all, just hearing their names and knowing that you're going to battle them is like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But it was mean, man. It was hella dope.
Yeah.
All of them brought straight fire, you know, brought lava, all four elements, you know, Avatar stuff.
That's cool.
But yeah, they were all dope, scary, and just hella fun. That was the main point. It was just all fun.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for being here. Appreciate you.
Shaji.
Congratulations once again. Sweet. Who am I with and who do you represent?
Hey, what's up everybody? Mr. Example here, aka Strong Side, EXCB, representing the New Zealand Kronk community.
Yo, let's go. So what are your thoughts on this event, Battlezone, and its impact on the New Zealand dance community?
Battlezone is an amazing platform for both sides of the street dance community.
Yeah.
For example, the battle side as well as the crew side,
right,
with competitions and choreography. So I feel like Battlezone is the bridge, and the impact is basically seeing crews actually come and bring it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I ain't hating on any other competitions. I love those places.
Yeah.
I just think it's a breath of fresh air
for
both sides.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? So we can get a taste of the battles and we can get a taste of the competition side.
Yeah.
So it's really good.
As a crumper and an OG and you know, one of the founding members of the New Zealand crump community, what do you think the choreographer dancers, the Cory dancers, the crew dancers, how they're going to adapt to this kind of battle scene, and I guess grow and dwell within the battle community, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Like, if anything, it's not really trying to match what everybody has done. It's really about bringing you, you know, bringing your essence, bringing your, basically your widower to the scene, because I feel like we need to encourage more people being themselves rather than carbon copies of what's overseas or what's here in Aotearoa.
Yeah.
There's already a palace, there's already an ID, like, we need the up and coming, and that's how we stay relevant and that's how we stay fresh in the scene. So.
Awesome. And your thoughts on the night? You were in the, you know, Legends battle against B-Boy Stretch Mark. Like, how was that for you?
So, I know from the offset, a lot of people might think, yo, man, this cat's, like, really like a bad guy. But for me, it was about respecting that style.
Yes.
Because Crump is a baby style, and B-boying, B-girling, breaking is the big brother style to all dancers for street dance.
For sure.
So when I stopped Haz, we're not doing this rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
I felt like as the little brother or the baby brother to the style, out of respect, I got to give the big brother style that respect and saying I will go first.
Man.
Because I feel like people don't give credit to those styles.
Yeah.
And as a crumper, like, we are inspired by every style.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know it,
right,
but we are the groove, we have that in crump, but nobody knows.
Yeah.
And so I have to pay homage to B-Boy Stretch Mark in that battle, because
sick,
I went first simply to respect him.
Sick.
And so everything that is done in crump has been influenced and impacted by the previous styles before us.
Yeah.
So a lot of people I know are really looking at me going, man, this guy's a bad guy.
Yeah.
But it's just that my culture of crump is, it's savage.
Yeah.
And it's a, you could say it's a struggle / hardship art form.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no way about it. You know what I mean? So yeah, that the battle was dope.
Yep.
Respect to Stretch Mark.
Sick.
Respect to the judges.
Awesome.
It is what it is.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for your time.
Sharp, bro. Take care.
Yo.
Is this the truth?
Who am I with and who are you representing?
Hey, yo, my name is Sheldon Rua, straight representing Prestige Dance Group.
You guys all know who Sheldon is.
Yeah, the guy with the fuzzy hair, you know.
Fuzzy. Hey, yo, my name is Tony Putty. I'm representing Prestige.
What are your thoughts on Battlezone and its impacts and effects on the New Zealand dance community?
Man, I think Battlezone is amazing event, and props to Freshmans and Hads and all the sponsors for putting it on.
Yeah.
For me personally, I think it's a really, really good way to start you know, bridging the gap between our battle scene here in New Zealand and everyone else, you know, in the curry scene. And it's just a beautiful thing when people get together and jam. Yeah, nah, it's hype, it's buck, and if you don't know, then you need to get on that. So, yo.
Gangster. Yo, I'm with Sheldon. I was sticking what he said. I think it teaches us a good lesson as well, like, as well as bringing people together. Like, we've never seen so many OGs and, like, new hip-hop dancers in the game under one roof.
Yeah.
That was so cool to see. I think it teaches us also, like, healthy competition, just to teach how to respect one another in a battle zone. Yeah. Like, you know, you work hard, you respect their grind and how hard they've worked, and you see it all out on the dance floor. Yeah. And the audience gets to see that as well, and it's inspirational for everyone, I guess. Everyone was so inspired and hyped. Then, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. The next battle zone is going to be even bigger.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Well done to Freshmans for holding it down. And thank you for having us, Prestige.
Yo. Thoughts on the night? Like, as you were part of the main event, your thoughts?
Yeah, that was awesome. That was so much fun, honestly. And the process leading up to it was a process we've never done. Like, a few of us have battled before, and then a few of us haven't battled. So, we've never been in that type of environment. It was such a learning process for us, and was super keen to do it again. Definitely. Even the brothers came out, brought all their guns, man, props to those guys. Killed it, shot boys.
Yo.
And my Prestige boys for always holding it down, man. Yo. We had our head up, we gave a great show to everyone, and we're happy that everyone enjoyed it. And they came out west.
Thanks, guys.